Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As we move deeper into the 2014 election cycle, I have some good news and a note of caution. First, the good news. Last week, we talked about a Montana Supreme Court race and the fact that Solicitor General Lawrence Van Dyke was thrown off the ballot, in effect, handing the election to incumbent Justice Mike Wheat. At issue was whether or not Van Dyke satisfied the qualifications of the Montana Constitution. Plaintiffs argued that time spent on inactive status with the Bar Association should not be counted toward meeting the length of service requirement. Ironically, Van Dyke, a Harvard law graduate, claims that going on inactive status while he worked in Washington, D.C. and Dallas, Texas, gave him more appellate court experience than most of the current justices sitting on the Montana Supreme Court. We pointed out that at every phase of the process, those seeking to remove Van Dyke are Democrats, and some are even contributors to Justice Wheat's campaign. Last week, we noted the case is now moving to the Montana Supreme Court, where Wheat himself is a sitting justice, and Chief Justice Mike McGrath is a contributor to Wheat's campaign. This is a clear conflict of interest, and we called for Justices Wheat and McGrath to recuse themselves. This week, in response to a separate motion, the court said that McGrath and Wheat had recused themselves, which is good news for the integrity of the process. We'll keep you posted as this case moves forward. On another note, absentee ballots were sent this week, which officially marks the start of voting in the primary election. Which takes me to my word of caution. There's an old axiom in politics that if they like you, they will vote for you. As a result, candidates spend a lot of time packaging themselves as likable. That's not bad in itself. What is bad is when they do it to the exclusion of any real substance. They show pictures of their kids and their pets and their latest hunting pictures, but their websites and literature are devoid of any real positions on the issues. Savvy voters should demand more. I had someone tell me this week that a candidate had 4 kids, so she must be pro-life, right? Not necessarily. Back in 2007, a lobbyist for Planned Parenthood used to stand before the legislature and argue for abortion with her baby in a stroller beside her as a prop. Voters need to look beyond the slick packaging and ask the tough questions. If a candidate is evasive, alarm bells should go off. I've seen people vote for candidates for the strangest reasons, but the only real reason to vote for someone is because they share your values and will carry those values into the legislature. That's how a representative republic works. I once had a man tell me that he was voting for me because my family raised goats, and anyone who raised goats, he said, can't be all that bad. Now, don't get me wrong, I appreciated the vote, but in all honesty, he was voting for the wrong reasons. I wasn't running to be president of the Dairy Goat Association. I was running for the legislature, and that should have been his focus. All that to say, it's time to begin choosing who will represent us in the 64th session of the Montana Legislature. Will they share our values or not? Will they vote for smaller government and lower taxes, or larger government and higher taxes? Will they be pro-life or pro-abortion? Candidates that support all of these positions are on the ballot right now. Who will win? It's our choice, and I hope we choose wisely. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.